This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana, together with Xiaoning and Philip. But things are looking up for the Straits Times Index, as last Tuesday it traded at its highest level for 2021 and is up 13% on a year-to-date basis. So with third quarter GDP at 6.5% and the opening of several vaccinated travel lanes with other countries, signifying some sense of normalcy, will the Singapore equity market continue to outperform its peers in 2022? So for an outlook on this, we speak to Jeff Howie, market strategist at the Singapore Exchange. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for joining us today. So based on the ongoing earnings season in Singapore, can we say that the worst is over for most sectors there?
Well, it still depends on those overarching market drivers. And going into 2022, that is obviously the global efforts to contain COVID, global growth outlook remaining intact, rising commodity prices, supply disruptions, and of course, our continued local focus on strategic restructuring will be providing the market cues. So I guess in terms of looking behind us, last week, the STI, it did form a high for 2021, and that was within 10 points of the January 2020 year high. And I guess it was probably within 5% of the 2019 year high. However, looking ahead, much hinges on those market drivers, those overarching drivers. And among the most actively traded stocks, probably the biggest upside surprise or market reaction per se for the earnings season was our provider of comprehensive semiconductor test solutions. And although it reported a 10% decline in its SEP quarter revenue, it did raise its FY21 revenue guidance to $525 million to $550 million. Now, that was up from the guidance it gave in July, and it places the guidance higher than the FY20 record revenue as well. And that stock had since rallied 17% and also made a fresh all-time high. But on the downside, I guess the biggest surprise when you look at the most actives was, since it reported on the 1st of November, our China-based shipbuilder, which is among the most actives, had declined 9%. And that was after it noted that higher steel costs and constraints on electricity usage at its shipyards had weighed margins in both September and October. So hence, there's some examples of how those market cues are continuing to play out going into next year.
Jeff, you know, Singapore has reopened its borders and started vaccinated travel lanes with many countries. Will the hospitality sector and REITs become outperformers?
Yeah, good question, Philip, because one of our big STI stocks, which is actually categorized as a real estate developer, yet prior to COVID-19, its hotel operations had accounted for half its revenue. And that hotel revenue declined by something like 60% last year. And the same company, it provided a third quarter update just last night, and it maintained that the outlook remains relatively optimistic as Singapore and the rest of the world is making this transition to living with COVID-19 as an endemic disease. And the company added that, I guess, against the backdrop of these high vaccination rates, the rapid self-testing and revised treatment protocols here, and I guess as well as this expansion of the VTLs and the government's commitment to progressively reopen the economy, it's signaling the prospect of a stronger economic and social recovery next year. But it also obviously noted that some setbacks can be inevitable. But the good news is that on the global scale, it looks like global economies and communities, they are more equipped today to tackle the virus with less fear and anxiety than we did at the beginning of the year. So I guess there is a solid conviction in this company, at least, to resume operations back to pre-COVID levels.
And, you know, one sector that has been a winner globally and, you know, has been, of course, technology, but stock prices have also run ahead of fundamentals. But do you think we'll see a repeat of this in 2022 for the Singapore equity market?
Yeah, well, I guess it really depends on the fundamentals. So technology has been a key local growth driver, and that's been demonstrated in our resilient manufacturing growth, and that would need to continue. In terms of outlook for 2022, we had a EDB business expectations report released probably within about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and it maintained that manufacturing optimism was largely led by the semiconductor segment, and that continues to expect robust demand from three things: the 5G market, the cloud services and the data centers. And then on, I guess on a global scale, you've got SEMI, the big industry association, maintaining the compound annual growth rate of global semiconductor manufacturing equipment will continue to grow at 10% from 2021 to 2026. So I guess this is amid all these supportive trends, these moves in the stocks amid these supportive trends that have been led by these various technological advancements, okay? It's important that in terms of running, if the stocks are running ahead or not, it really depends on, you know, these potentially more COVID-19 resurgences. They do remain operational risks. Singapore's most traded front-end semiconductor equipment contract manufacturer, when it reported its third quarter's numbers, it noted that semiconductor component sales had surged close to 100% year on year on the quarter. However, at the same time, its semiconductor integrated system sales had eased somewhat, just 6%, but that was due to the impact of a tighter COVID-19 guidelines on one of its campuses, and hence had seen some temporary production constraints. As we say, COVID-19 still remains an overarching driver. But nonetheless, another example, one of our most traded providers of industrial automation solutions, it delivered its most profitable quarter in history for the third quarter, yet its price is still some 12 to 15% off its all-time high, I think it made in August.
All right then, Jeff. And with less than 7 weeks left in 2021, what do you see as the consensus earnings for the STI in the coming year?
Well, the index has had a really good run in 2021 with a 17% total return. And much of that came down to the banks being among the strongest global sectors this year, and banks making up 40% of the STI at the same time. So Singapore GDP is expected to remain above trend next year, and that supports earnings estimates, obviously. The trio of banks, which, as we say, make up 40% of the STI, they will report their full year results in February. And earnings expectations for the trio, they were adjusted upwards following those third quarter updates. But again, this will come down to continuing the momentum in loan growth, fee income growth, and credit costs into the early 2022.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning. That was Jeff Howie, market strategist of the Singapore Exchange, giving us his take on how things will head forward for STI in the coming year.
Yeah, still very positive. I think if you look at how the Singapore Straits Times Index has performed, like you said, it's due to the performance of the three banks there, DBS, OCBC and UOB, which has resulted in this 13% year-to-date increase and 17% if you include dividends. But whether it can continue this trend in 2022, I think really depends also on global growth, because Singapore equity market is not really a Singapore equity market. Most of the companies there have earnings within the region, if not globally. So if the economic recovery comes to a grinding halt, then I think you will see a reversal of fortunes and maybe some money back to Malaysia, because our market's more domestic driven.
Yeah, global economic recovery, I think, is the key. I think you will see some upside as markets reopen here. But, you know, as you say, what is the outlook in 2022? That's a big question mark.
All right. It's coming up to 9:28 in the morning, and we're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.